enjoyed NBA playoffs, NFL draft, a little golf this weekend, whatever else you got into. It was kind of a mixed bag this weekend. Saturday, Sunday, nice. Really beautiful day yesterday. A friend of mine told me it felt like San Diego. It seemed a bit like California yesterday, sitting outside. Very nice. So hope you got a chance to enjoy the weather over the weekend, what good weather there was for Sunday. Starting with the NFL draft, and I guess the news this morning is that Tim Tebow is out of New York, at least from the Jets. Now, if the Giants decide to pick him up, I will ask why, but most likely he will be leaving the greater New York area. Certainly it was a failed experiment, to say the least, and anyway, they need to probably start from scratch at the quarterback position, but we will see what plays out there. A lot of Arkansas guys, of course, on the move, and not just Arkansans, but guys who played at Arkansas schools from around the state, and some good news for a lot of them. I'm sure by now everybody's probably caught up with who is where. Certainly some real challenges. You look at a guy like Tyler Wilson going to Oakland, which has been a place where careers go to die, unfortunately. It'll be a great challenge for him. He does get to team with Darren McFadden, which will be fun, but certainly, you know, a lot of work to be done in Oakland. And Kansas City, you know, one of the great stories of the draft was that on day one, of course, or on day two, rather, was Nile Davis being taken, and a little bit earlier than expected. It was really weird because we were looking at the pre-draft expectations, and one of the big ones was that we expected Alvin Bailey to maybe go first among the Arkansas guys, and he went undrafted, oddly enough. It was really strange. And Nile Davis is one of the guys we expected because of maybe a little bit of concern over the injury issues. We expected him to go maybe later by most projections, and he ends up going first among the Arkansas guys. Now, of course, first overall with any ties to the state was Terron Armstead, the outstanding lineman from Arkansas Pine Bluff, went 75 overall to the Saints, so not very far for him to go. I'm sure he's thrilled to be there and be part of an organization that has a reputation of winning and certainly in a fun offense to play in. He will have to get in top shape, though, to try to keep up with their version of the fun and gun, because it is certainly a challenge for a lineman. Without a doubt, a couple other surprises of guys who were drafted, maybe. Ty Powell, defensive end from Harding, 231 overall to the Seattle Seahawks. And a strong safety from Arkansas State named Don Jones, who signed with the Dolphins. A few other guys who did not get drafted but did sign include Dennis Johnson. And the good thing about the guys I'm going to mention next, all these guys went to places where their position was not drafted by the teams that drafted them. So to me, this is a great fit for them. You know, again, these are schools or organizations, rather, that are clearly interested in you as a player. They also did not draft anybody else at your position. Now, that doesn't mean they're not stocked up on their roster, and I didn't go through each team and look at their full rosters, but Dennis Johnson to Houston, and we all know about Houston's situation at running back, but they did not draft a running back. So if I'm Dennis Johnson, I feel like at least I got a fighting chance. Again, he's in a unique position. We feel like he's a very talented running back, but known probably in most circles better as a return guy. The return game, of course, has been, the impact of it has been lessened at the college level and at the NFL level with the moving of the kickoff. So, you know, hopefully he can contribute, but, you know, Arian Foster is firmly planted in there as the guy. So, you know, maybe he can get some reps and an opportunity if only, you know, maybe on a practice squad early on. Lonzo Highsmith, outside linebacker. We didn't talk much about him this last year, but certainly a guy that looks the part, very physical, talented guy who, you know, didn't have a huge impact. Some injury issues, but Miami Dolphins take him as an outside linebacker. And again, drafted no other linebackers. Defensive back Ross Rasner to the Broncos. No defensive backs drafted by the Broncos. Falcons take Ronnie Wingo at running back, and that's an intriguing pick. A guy that, again, has always sort of looked like Tarzan, played like Jane at times. Just really not very impactful. King of the wheel route, but love to see him go to Atlanta and have some success. Linebacker Tenarius Wright to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, and you feel like maybe he can go have an impact, the guy that, you know, a lot of people expected to actually be drafted maybe later in the day. Ryan Applin to the Cleveland Browns, the only quarterback. I don't know who else they signed in free agency, but they did not draft a quarterback. Taylor Stockmer, talented wide receiver to the Dolphins, and the Cleveland Browns also picked up Dominic Kroom, who I got the chance to see play his entire career up at UCA, very talented wide receiver. He's a guy I would expect to land on an NFL roster, a little bit like Kobe Hamilton, talented receiver, maybe not the fastest guy in the world, but certainly a guy that, you know, makes catches. And, you know, Kobe Hamilton had a tendency, unfortunately, to drop maybe some easier ones, but he did make some spectacular plays during his career. We talked about game speed versus 40 times at the combine, and certainly he's a guy that's got game speed, and hopefully he can stick with Cincinnati. But for Dominique Crume, he's a guy that I expect certainly to have an impact for the Cleveland Browns, and they need everything, you know, with the run they've had lately. And then Corey Howard, no centers taken by the Atlanta Falcons, and he is in with the Falcons as a free agent. A couple other guys from small schools. Robbie Aldridge from Henderson State, a linebacker by the Rams. Also the Rams took picked up in free agency. Don Unamba, a cornerback from Southern Arkansas. So good luck to all those guys for hopefully they'll be able to stick on a roster. It's tough even if you get drafted late. Certainly signing as a free agent makes it doubly difficult. But the one good thing is you see in free agency is you get a chance maybe to find a perfect fit and a team that clearly is interested in you when nobody else drafted you. Alvin Bailey, really unique. Again, he doesn't get drafted. And he signs a free agent deal with the Seattle Seahawks, which great organization. Pete Carroll, some success, excellent quarterback. But they did take some interior linemen in the draft. And I guess we'll have to look through here and see. Took a guard, Ryan Seymour, out of Vanderbilt, 6'5", 300 pounds. So Alvin Bailey, just a little bit surprised, though, that he did not get drafted. And we were expecting him maybe to go first among the Arkansas contingent. If you went in today, Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback is wide open. You can email us, thezone@1037thebuzz.com. And, of course, you can call the show at 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Niall Davis going a little earlier than expected, but certainly deservedly so. When we talked to him last week, I told him I think whoever gets him is getting a steal, and I didn't care if he went early or if he went late. I felt like somebody was getting an unbelievable athlete, and clearly Kansas City felt that as well. We're going to be joined by Niall Davis at the bottom of this hour as we broadcast to you today from Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Benton. We will look through grades, draft grades, from some different sources, get people's thoughts on the overall look. If your favorite team drafted somebody you like or did not like, we'd love to hear from you as well. Ethan sends me a note and says, I'm shocked Jesse Grandy didn't at least get picked up as a free agent. That is at this point. Jesse Grandy has freaky speed, and I'm shocked that he's not gotten a look yet. Now, he did not have the best pro day, is my understanding, so you know maybe could have helped himself a little bit more, but he's a guy who has legitimate low 4.3, mid 4.3 speed and did not run especially well at his pro day. This is the former Ole Miss return man from Dollarway who finished his career at UCA and certainly was a great asset and turned into a very good receiver. He was known better as a return guy, but certainly was a very effective receiver for the Bears in his time there. It's Kentucky Derby week. We wrap up our week of the zone this week down at Oaklawn. Looking forward to being down there this week as we will certainly talk about the Derby. We'll get the draw later in the week, too, as we look forward to that. Talk some NBA playoffs. And the Miami Heat roll on. Brandon Jennings talking a little noise from Milwaukee. Said that the Bucks would win in six, which I like the confidence. I think maybe you phrase that a little bit differently. But he comes out and claims that his team is going to win in six. Didn't work out so well. Razorback baseball team gets a game ball from the weekend, won the only two games they played against Georgia. Offensively, not spectacular, but good enough. 2-0 on Friday and 2-1 on Saturday. And again, the Sunday game canceled. Arkansas back on the field against Missouri State. And that game is being played tomorrow. And that game starts at 6:35. So Arkansas, Missouri State, the midweek game. Then Arkansas at Kentucky this weekend. Probably the best conference opponent Arkansas has left on the schedule. And that is an early start for the first game, 6 o'clock on Saturday, and then May 5th on Sunday is a noon game. But anyway, certainly a great challenge for Arkansas against a very good Kentucky team this weekend. I want to remind everybody, we are at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Niall Davis at the bottom of this hour. Landers and Benton doing it the right way. Best deals, best service, and doing it honest for you. If you have issues getting credit, bad credit, no credit, first-time buyers, this is the place for you because not only are they spectacular and making you a great deal on a vehicle and giving you more for your trade than anybody else will. But Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ben also helping you get financed. And if you find the car you want and you can't get financed, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good now, does it? So come by and see what it's all about. Exit 121 in Benton. It's the original Landers stores and online at Landers.com. Let's take a call from Nick in Little Rock. Hey, Nick. Welcome.
Hey. Hey, I was wanting some information on the corner and how bad we needed him for the Raiders, being that we got Mike Jenkins and Tracy Porter. And then also, if you think Tyler Wilson will get any play time behind Flynn and Pryor.
This is the Hayden kid. This is the kid that was the great story, the young man who had the severe injury in practice.
Right.
I saw that stupid Tom Rinaldi had me crying in my office this morning again. He gets me every time. I keep hating on Tom Rinaldi, and he keeps telling these sappy stories. He uses the sappy music. But this is a great story, and if you can't pull for this kid, I mean, you want to talk about explosive. He ran 4.33. I can't remember if it was his pro day. I think it was his pro day. And he's got the big scar down his chest. But, boy, what a great story for him to be able to come back from that potentially life-threatening injury, certainly career-threatening injury, bounces back, and he gets drafted first by the Oakland Raiders. Again, they've got so many issues. But Tyler Wilson, the good news for him is you go to an organization like that, you will have a chance to compete with what they have on the roster right now, you would think, at quarterback. But, boy, it could be – I mean, if their goal was to draft a guy that's used to getting beat up at quarterback, certainly Tyler Wilson was a perfect fit. And hopefully the Raiders can get the offensive line tightened up before the season starts. They did draft a tackle from Florida State at 42 overall, Watson, 6'5", 310. So they certainly did take a step in the right direction there. I don't know what they got as far as free agents go, who they signed outside of actual draft picks. But if you're Tyler Wilson, you're praying that they pull a bunch of offensive linemen together before the start of the season, if, in fact, you end up as the starting quarterback there. And he'll have a chance. Ed.
Hey, bud. How'd my man Rex Burkhead go? Did he get drafted or not?
He sure did. In fact, he's going to play with Kobe Hamilton in Cincinnati. Got picked in the round before.
I was kind of hoping he'd go to Green Bay because they needed a running back.
Well, they got a good one. I'm excited about who they got, actually. They pulled the kid from Alabama. They got Eddie Lacy.
He'll be good.
Yeah, Burkhead went 190 overall, and I think he'll be a good fit. He went 7 picks ahead of Kobe Hamilton.
Let me ask you something. I haven't got to talk to you in a while. What did you think about what Nebraska did with that 7-year-old kid?
It was, you know what? I know, like I said on the air that day, Ed, I don't normally like those kinds of stories. I mean, my thing is sports is all about competition and kind of handing somebody something. You know, I'm not normally a fan, and we've seen deals where people have gotten injured and they've carried them out on the field, or somebody gets their leg hurt and they can't play, and they're close to a record, and they'll let them make the basket. I mean, I was never a big fan of that, but that was a great, great story. And I've seen the kid interviewed a couple of times since then. What a great deal.
You know, it was really funny because I was reading all the text messages on the internet, and out of Nebraska got something like 1,300 text messages, you know, congratulating them. 5 people didn't like it. I was going, how could you not like that? But what was really funny was one guy said, yeah, it looked like Nebraska defensive line already.
That's funny.
Anyway,
that is funny.
You.
All right, Ed, good hearing from you, man. I got an email here from Michael, who says, I don't believe a lot of people understand what is going on with the Raiders, and that may be true because most people have quit paying attention to the Raiders, although we do certainly pull for D-Mac, who had his moments last year. He says, they have Reggie McKenzie, a former Packer front office guy, as their GM. Al Davis is dead. It's a new era in Oakland, and they're building it the right way. It's a good fit for Tyler Wilson. Let's hope so. Would love to see him have some success, without a doubt. All right, let's go to the phones again. Tiger Bait.
Tiger Bait, Justin.
Sir?
And all you delusional Razorback fans, let me tell you something. A guy gets kicked out of school as a junior. He fails 10 drug tests in Baton Rouge. He's undersized, and he gets drafted before two of your Heisman Trophy candidates and your all-world wide receiver. How do you like me now, Razorback fans? I'm talking about the Honey Badger. And I want you to send my money to my P.O. box, Justin. I told you were wrong again, and Tiger Bait was right.
I was wrong. I was surprised.
Say it again.
I was wrong. I was surprised.
You hear that, Razorback fans? He was wrong. He's selling you the Kool-Aid.
Anybody who's listened to this show knows I've been wrong before. It's no big surprise to them, I'm sure.
Well,
Tyler Wilson will have to beat out Matt Flynn and Terrell Pryor. I love the fact that Tyler Wilson's playing against Terrell Pryor now, one of the most hated men in Arkansas.
Tyler Lochte, that's his new name in the NFL. He's a deer in the headlights. He ain't got it, a 20 on the Wonderlic. Tyler, you should have gone 2 years ago, son. That's all I'm trying to tell you. What I'm telling you is the Honey Badger goes before two Heisman Trophy candidates and your all-world wide receiver.
What am I going to say?
Does that make sense, Razorback fans?
That's not shocking.
The talent level we've got.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I mean, I can't really argue with any of that, Tiger Bait. Great stuff. Say hi to Chris Kane. Hi, Chris Kane.
Hi, Tiger Bait.
We just hung up on him.
Oh, good.
That's a great trade. That is the best trade made in draft history. Tiger Bait hung up on, Chris Kane in. What do you say there, Cowboy?
Oh, man.
How was Florida this weekend?
It was short.
Yeah.
It was really fast.
It's probably good.
Fast moving.
You didn't come back with a face tattoo.
No, I didn't.
That's good.
No, I came back alive, and that was the only goal.
I'm going to guess that your bachelor party was rated PG.
Yes.
Because you're a good kid.
Would it be anything else?
No.
I didn't think so.
You're the son we all want. So Tyler Wilson to Oakland, we were talking about. We were looking through here. And I didn't realize Darius Hayward Bay was not on the roster anymore. I don't know where he ended up. I don't know who he's going to throw the ball to. They did draft a wide receiver out of San Diego State, Bryce Butler.
Who else do they have?
6'3", 205.
Jacoby Ford.
These are guys I've never heard of. Jerron Kreiner, a wide receiver from Arizona. Jacoby Ford from Clemson. Denarius Moore from Tennessee, who I assume I watched play, but I don't remember. Treviante Session from Nevada. Rod Streeter from Temple. And Isaiah Williams from Maryland.
Look at their experience levels.
Eesh.
The most is Jacoby Ford and 4 years of experience, and he was mostly a return guy for them.
They're not all that good at wide receiver, I don't think.
They're not stacked.
I have to look at their offensive line here. We need to see what they've got. Because that, if I'm Tyler Wilson, that's really all I'm really worried about, is what's their offensive line look like. They don't have a lot of experience up there either.
Now they're a young team. Well, you know, that emailer made a good point. You know, Al Davis has been gone for a few years. This is a different look for Oakland. They're going to try to make something out of it and look at the quarterback competition. Terrell Pryor, you know, he's kind of a freak athlete. He's shown some flashes over there during the preseason and then I think a couple games. But, you know, I think it's pretty wide open even with Matt Flynn. If Matt Flynn loses to another rookie quarterback second year in a row,
that'd
be pretty great.
Well, Matt Flynn was born to be a backup.
He was.
I mean, let's be honest.
But let's face it, backup quarterback is the greatest thing in the world.
There's no doubt. Well,
There's no doubt.
The Raiders do have a couple of talented, or at least not talented necessarily, but it's certainly experienced. Alex Barron, 6'7", 320, an eighth-year guy out of Florida State, and then Khalif Barnes out of Washington, a nine-year guy.
Alex Barron's a bust out of Florida State. He was drafted by St. Louis as their first-round pick. I think he was a top-10 guy. He was huge.
He was huge.
He was highly thought of, and it just didn't pan out in St. Louis. And so
he's hung around the league for 8 years. He must be doing something right. Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing. Hey, the NFL stands for not for long, so it says something if you've been hanging around for more than at least 5 years.
Not for long or known for lying, even though known starts with a K. That was Reggie Swinton's take on it.
Really?
But anyway, if you want in today, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout. And when we return, we will talk to Niall Davis. I want to make sure we get this break in before he comes on with us. And I spent some time at Crazy Mike's this weekend. Went in and got some wings, got some Thai chili wings, some garlic parmesan wings. Had a crawfish po' boy sandwich. It was fantastic. Took the kids. They, of course, got the chicken tenders because they are off the charts good. And Crazy Mike opened at 11 o'clock every day. So if you're making lunch plans, and by every day, I mean the 6 days a week he's open. He's closed on Sunday, but... if you are interested in great food, Crazy Mike has got you covered. 11 o'clock every single day, Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday to rest. And Crazy Mike's got all the good stuff you love. So if you want some peel 'em and eat 'em shrimp, you want po' boy sandwiches, gumbo, Crazy Mike has you covered. It's excellent stuff, and if you're in a hurry, you can call ahead. 501-907-MIKE. That's 907-6453 if you want to call ahead and order. Or if you want to set up a catering, Crazy Mike.